Well, we back, ladies
ring
and gentlemen.
Ring that bell.
Yeah, ring the bell. I can't even get my words out, man. Before you talking about ring the bell. Let's go ahead and ring the bell then, man. We about to get up in this, boy, because we in overdrive right now.
We got everybody
if
here.
If you listen to the previous show, Say was over here just talking crazy, man. I almost got up on my seat, man, and snatched him up by his shirt because he's saying stupid stuff out of his mouth. Go ahead and explain to the audience, man. What in the world you talking about over there? Listen, what kind of blasphemous questions you ain't man up in here?
Listen, it was how you think I was eating, and right. I couldn't finish eating my food when the dude said this. This dude said,
"Did you kick him out of your house?"
No, because I love him and he's good people.
Okay,
and I understand.
Hate him.
No, okay. I can't. He's a better brother, so I can't.
Okay, all right.
He's one of the. I can't.
All right.
But the whole point is. He said he went a whole year without.
Hold on. Pause.
He's
married. Just pause right there. While we're in the pause, guess in your head while you're listening what he went a whole year without. All right. Y'all got it. Y'all marinated it. Y'all thought about it. Okay. Tell him what he went a whole year without.
He's married. And nothing's wrong with his wife or him. He went a whole year without sex.
Whole year without sex.
And he didn't cheat.
That's illegal.
Yeah, this is
illegal.
Nobody cheated.
We don't know the girl did, but I'm pretty sure she.
It just the bomb just dropped.
You know what I'm saying? Go a whole year sleeping in the same bed
and anything.
Which clothes? Is it brushing up against them?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I can't understand that.
Hanging on neck or nothing.
Nothing.
right, my man.
Not even a hand job.
Oh man, something going on.
Yeah, that's...
I think she was cheating, or either he
something
was...
Something ain't right,
either
man.
Either he was gay.
He ain't gay.
Even that.
He withstood. He did good. He fought it like a soldier, and I told him, you need a Purple Heart and some other stuff for that. Because
a Medal of Honor.
He do. He need his congressional... Man, I'm telling you, there's no way I'm going... Two weeks is...
More than enough.
Yeah, I can't even form my lips to say it.
Even if he was gay, that he still have some type of sexual activity going on.
Right,
something.
Right.
I mean, ain't nothing, you know, we were like, but something.
And I guess I wanted to ask him, I said, well, you didn't relieve yourself at all for a whole year?
He didn't even, I didn't even think about that.
That's where I had to go.
My mind is like, I'm trying to wrap around, it's a year,
you can't put your mind around that.
Why didn't it go a year in one day? What happened at the anniversary mark?
That's a good question. Was it only a year?
It was a year.
Exactly.
From like July to July.
It might have been longer.
No.
But after that, he had to do what he had to do. And I ain't mad at him. But
with his wife, hopefully. I got you. We're going to get into that, too.
All I'm saying is this. What? Yeah. It just.
Moment of silence.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's just pause on that one for about 5 seconds and just.
It had to be some type of trauma that. Kill that desire.
Yeah,
that's
just
something that had to happen.
Let's go ahead. You know,
world could happen.
That's just okay. So you don't know what happened, or that's all he just.
We don't know.
Just, so okay, let's do this round table real quick. What's the longest you went without it, and what's your cutoff point before you throwing them papers on the table like you need to sign these right now? It's over. We're gonna start with C Murder, and then we're just gonna wrap around the table clockwise. Help me out with this,
man. Okay, excluding medical reasons. I would say around the 2 week mark for me.
You want to throw some papers at 2 weeks?
Well, no, I ain't throwing the papers, but it's like, hey.
About a month, half, 2 months?
That's as long as you've been without it.
It's okay, about closer to a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was just some issues going on.
Right.
Thank you, Paige.
Yeah, I done a month.
You know, but even then, you know, we still were coexisting in the same house.
Yeah, so you can have that mad sex. I ain't talking to you,
right?
But let me fulfill our obligations.
You getting out of the shower? If I'm mad or not, it don't take much to get me excited. I'm just letting you know.
Right.
Wing and blow.
Right. So, and that's what I'm saying. You in a whole year. I mean,
if I
smell your perfume walking past, you know, it can incite a riot. You know what I'm saying?
At the 2 month mark, you kind of like you gotta your vision go bad.
True.
Don't your vision go bad because all of a sudden females start looking extra good.
Now you ingesting performance enhancing drugs because you got so much testosterone. Right. It's officially illegal.
Your nostrils get wide open. You know, you're smelling everything in the room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A girl come by with some good stuff on.
A commercial of somebody painting their toenails, and it's like you was watching the X-ray. You're sweating.
Right.
It's crazy. So, C. Murder, how long can you go before, you know, you calling the judge, you calling your lawyers?
Okay. When it gets to that point, it'll have to be.
About 2 months.
How long?
I would say some months. A year is, we definitely beyond.
Yeah, you can't.
We definitely be out.
You're not even living in the same house at that point.
I can't.
Yeah, I got me a beach house somewhere down the country, and
I would say 3 months at the most.
Three months. You'll cut off. Okay. Say, man, you the one brought this up. You didn't brought this dastardly deed into our studio. How long have you waited, and how long is your cutoff for it?
A month. We did about a month. We was having some bickering issues or whatnot, but even then, we still, you know, rode around a little bit, but. I'm like 2 months, 2.5, 3 months. Yeah, we got to figure out where we going from here.
Right.
There's no another conversation. This is the final conversation. Either we getting in the bed, or, you know, work it out and work through our problems, or we going our separate ways. Because 3 months is, you don't love me no more.
Yeah, clearly
you don't.
Yeah. Clearly, love doctor man, help us out. What in the world is going on here?
I don't know. I mean, anything longer than a week for a man is.
It's really killing them.
Really hard because
you're dying.
I mean, it's like the mindset, baby. I said I do to you. I gave you this ring, this house. I'm supporting you. All I want from you is
I go to work for you every day.
Just to satisfy me.
Right.
That's it.
I mean,
that feeling.
I'm not asking for a whole 30 minutes. You can
exactly.
Me,
I was gonna say,
give
if
me
you 10. Think about it,
give me best of your 10 minutes.
Give me 15. If you're making a person wait that long,
a commercial lasts 15
but
minutes.
Check it out. Check it out.
All of them, all together.
If you made a person wait that long, you ain't gonna make it to no 30, 45 minutes
you're
on
not.
The first round.
You're gonna get so the meanest, you're gonna get the meanest 5 minutes right. of your life.
Man, listen.
With the biggest gush of stuff that you
yogurt. It will be yogurt everywhere. Yogurt all over the walls.
So how long would you wait before you say, look, I'm gonna have to put down my collar and, you know, hey, take my vows because you tripping?
I get to that point, I'll have to say a couple of months. I mean, as far as depending upon the issue, like you said, excluded medical. But if it's just right. like we both in the house, we
and
not
we
busy,
good. And
ain't
we
no,
good.
Ain't no school, ain't no kids, it's
and
just,
we good.
It got to be some communication. Look, you know, I'll cook you some breakfast. You know, it got
to
be a conversation. My
Do I need
is,
to
why,
buy you something?
Why be married and then not communicate the issue?
Right.
You knew when you married me, this is what I like and this is my appetite.
Exactly.
Yeah. Here's the menu. Yeah. You're not fulfilling the order.
Right.
You telling me that you closed. You closed. You're 24 hours open. How
no,
you closed?
You've been condemned. You at that point. Right. They didn't shut the joint down, put the sign on the thing.
For like sale.
Yeah.
For sale sign.
Or lease.
Yeah. Lease with the option to buy.
And my birthday pass, holiday pass. What's going on?
Right. No special treatment?
All the holidays.
Mm. Yeah, no holidays.
A whole year
sex.
Is just something. There's some other issues going on.
Okay. Well, let's breathe a little bit.
Yeah,
we're about
baby.
To go over here to the man.
I love this.
Talk to us, man. talk to us, Mr. 10-5 and Thickagram and all other. Tell us something, man.
So y'all saying, I mean...
You heard what we said.
We got to be mad at each other or just...
No,
okay. Don't.
Whatever the reason is.
Period.
I mean, the longest me and my wife haven't did it before, it was like 8 months, but it was before the marriage, like we were...
That doesn't count, fool. We talking about marriage. That doesn't count.
Okay,
we talking about you got permission
marriage.
To do
ain't
it.
Talking about before marriage. That's optional.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Optional. Yeah, like how you said.
Yeah. Probably been mad at each other. Probably like a month, you know what I'm saying, but... How long before
you like? I'm done.
I'm done.
I got yeah.
a month and one day.
Nah, I mean, man, I don't know. It just because I gotta know. You know what I'm saying? It's like I gotta know if you cheating on me or not. You know what I'm saying? What's the reason you not giving it to me? You know, so either
you
way,
just saying I ain't giving it to you. Then what?
I mean, I got to find out. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I got to satisfy my feelings, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
To make me feel comfortable. I got to play Stinky Finger or something. You know what I'm saying? I got to play Stinky Finger one time to just make sure, you know, it's all good.
Two hands raised on that one.
Yes.
You know, but
I never heard that one, but I know exactly what you're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Fourth thumb.
But, yeah, man.
I mean, but once I play Stinky Finger and make sure it's good, you know what I'm saying?
See, you know what's funny? You know, I played the sound effect already, but this is exactly why I got this sound effect right here. It was for you.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one that can bring something to the table like that.
That's why I went here with that, because I knew he was going to do it.
So, yeah, keep on. After the bomb crashed, you done did it. Yeah, you dropped it for sure. Go ahead. Finish your statement.
I mean, about like 3 months, you know what I'm saying? But
you got it wrong.
So, everybody pretty much had three months. After the first quarter of the year,
yeah,
you need to be back in your bags.
Yeah.
Whole year.
I prayed. I went, and immediately when he told me that, I just went to like almost went to tongues. Like I don't even do tongues. Like, you know, really.
They became roommates.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's
what happened.
They became roommates. Yeah. And I said,
I didn't have a roommate in college.
But here's the point. I'm still
you on the same
playing
page
with
as
my
I
roommate.
You on the same
I'm
page
still playing with my
if
roommate.
If you got somebody on the outside,
but if I ain't got nobody outside,
see, something's going on.
Even you know if you got saying? Somebody on the outside, I'm still.
See, we on the same. I feel you on that
because I can't even do your laundry right.
Exactly. Something wrong.
My senses have increased a whole bunch.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
I smell everything. I see everything.
Spidey senses tingling.
They more than tingling.
You know, extra strong, moving furniture with one hand around the house.
Man. Handstand all day long.
I tell you to go plant some flowers in the garden. You dig a ditch. You know what I'm saying? You're just extra aggressive with everything.
Yeah, that's how I feel. When I don't have sex for a while, I get strong than a mug. You know what I'm saying? I get aggressive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Give you that back rub, I might. You know what I'm saying? Mess up one of your disses in your back. Like, you know what I'm saying? She know what it is. Like, oh, you ain't had none in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I be.
Get the tenderizing that steak.
Right.
You know, that back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've never, if my memory serves me correctly.
You never gone longer than 2 weeks?
A week.
Man. You are the week. Man.
Yes, week. Sir.
You
and
are
I am,
the man.
I have grown a lot in my older age as far as learning how to control my emotions and be cool and everything.
But you can't control that.
But now I become very irritable very fast. And, you know, sometimes you do stuff with your spouse and you don't realize that you were wrong in that situation later and stuff like that. No, I know I'm wrong. I don't care I'm wrong. I'm about to be very volatile about every single thing until you fix this.
Right.
Because, outside of, like you said, a medical issue or something like that, and I need to do a full research and analysis on what the medical issue is. If there's any ways around it, can I circumvent this problem?
All right.
Because...
Did you say...
circumvent. Not circumcised.
I thought you said something else.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I said circumvent this
issue. You thought you said sucker. Oh, never mind. I thought you would... All right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to do the full study on this to say, hey... This doctor from Cameroon said that, you know, technically you can still do it and it's not going to be an issue. I'm going to find a way to break the code because I can't. My cutoff point, everybody giving an average about three months, right?
What you going?
3 months. I'm sitting in Romeo's office and we discussing that too. At two.
My man.
You know what I'm saying? 2 months is and that's only by the grace of God that I made it to 2 months because, you know, I might have blown up something. It might be a murder case on our hands. You know what I'm saying? You know, I might be in need of legal counsel because, you was getting on my nerves. I went to movie out the way and I pushed a little too hard and you went flying off the balcony or something. I didn't know I could do that. You don't know what you do with all that testosterone in your body.
You don't.
And mine builds up quickly. You know, like day one, day two, day three, I ain't tripping. We busy, all that. Then like day four is just like, my body just injects me with like a whole bunch of testosterone. Like, hey, you might have forgot that I need something. So let me go ahead and charge you up to keep you aware that you need to go ahead and take care of this.
I struggle with my wife being her thing for the week. And then four or five days, I'm struggling.
I start getting childish. I start saying, we get in the bedroom and you don't want to give me nothing after day five. I'm pulling the covers off the bed. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only one with the covers. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got a king size bed. The whole bed becomes mine because I can stretch out to the whole length of the bed. Yeah. You know, if I'm touching it, you can't sleep on that side. You go sleep somewhere else.
You about to give me
something. You about to do something. Something about to happen. I'm about to get on your nerves if you say, this little spoiled little brat acting like a 5-year-old is going to keep doing stupid stuff like this until I solve this problem. You know, I just get real childish. You know what I'm saying?
Just give me the armpit or something.
I think it has to be
a leg crease. You know, some neck fat. You know, a belly. I'll take armpit. Anything, man. Yes.
Armpit.
A leg crease. Something, belly man. Button. Yes. Whatever. Whatever. Yes.
Yeah. The belly button.
You know, let me get under a crease or something, man.
Yeah, I'm
talking
about. Yeah, you get a crease, you good.
Some girls got got them deep belly buttons. Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Some just got them deep ones though. Oh yeah.
Them but them creases are pretty.
By like that deep though.
Pretty good. You stupid. You're not made.
By like that deep. By like that deep. I'm telling you.
That's a cave.
Hey, but check this out. If you done been wrestling around the bedroom long enough, you done been in a crease. Been in the dark one time and you thought you was getting your thing going, and you've been in the crease somewhere. So.
That's right.
Ain't nothing wrong with the crease.
Yeah, it ain't. Especially if the crease is moist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Got a little sweat going on. Little grease in the crease, you know what's going on.
Oh, man. Warm. Humping heaven. Soft. Heaven humping, you know what I'm saying?
Been there plenty of times. Boy, you ain't done nothing, man. You was around there playing around. My wife hit me with this term before. I never heard it before. She's like, man, you just front doored me. I'm like, front door? Like, that basically means that you didn't get down like you thought you was getting down. You was just fiddling around. Right. Okay. But hey, I thought I was in action mode, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
Hey, apparently I wasn't, but I was cool at the end of it, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you need to direct me back next time, you know?
If I feel moisture, it's
a green light.
Yeah. Oh,
just saying. Creases? Yeah, late night? Warm, you ain't feeling soft. Up to par? I am. Yeah. I'm in the crease.
If it's fleshy and warm, I mean,
oh, yeah. That's it.
Slip and slide, player. Slip and slide.
So hey man, it is what it is, man. We gonna leave it right there because I can't talk no more about no doggone year. We need to go get his brother a hug or something.
Because he's gonna leave town and he's moving on with a new life and we need to give him collectively one big hug, but not too much of a. Well, we might hold off.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's sensitive. We're sensitive right now.
I don't want to give him a hug because he might be like, you know what I'm saying, like a soldier.
Right. Yeah, you poke me, we got to fight.
That's why I said sensitive.
Only poking that should be happening is on Facebook, man. You better not poke me.
Yeah, we got to fight, man. Then we got to fight.
Sensitive.
Okay, I'm going to close it out on this since we went down this route, since we talking about man things. I had this happen to me. It was the craziest thing ever. But it reassured me of the manhood I already knew I had. So, you know, I'm at work chilling, doing my thing or whatever. You know, you see, I wear sweatpants every now and then to work. Right. I wore it to my old job, too. So I'm sitting here. I'm talking to a brother. I'm leaning on the little thing around the way. And it's another dude on the other side. We talking. We chopping it up back and forth, you know, a little downtime. All of a sudden, a dude walked past me. And his hand hit me right in the crack.
Wow.
So I jumped up. You just like, right, just boop, right, with a split ass. So I jumped up immediately like, hey, man, what's going on? So he kept on walking. So I gave him the benefit of the doubt that, you know, his hand might have just been accidentally swinging because it was about to be War 75 up in here. Like, man, did you? Hey, man, I don't play like that. We don't be doing stuff like that. So, you know, after it died down, the other dude was sitting over there laughing like, man, you jumped up real quick. Like, I'm like, hey, man, I didn't know what was happening, man. All I know is I'm sitting here and I just got touched inappropriately. But, you know, it helped me feel better that, you know, I reacted so quickly. It wasn't just like I just sat there like, oh, you know, something brushed me. No big deal. It was like as soon as it happened, I'm like, hey, man, like, and I looked, you know, like, I saw him just, he was just walking.
You're a weirdo.
He was just walking like nothing happened. So I'm assuming he didn't realize what happened, but I had to stop him like, hey, man, watch where your hand's going, dude. Like, wouldn't play like that, but it was like
he should have known.
Yeah, you know a crack when you rub up against it.
Right, man.
Well, you know if you bump somebody, excuse me, I'm sorry about that. You keep walking real fast.
Man, listen, real talk, I don't like being in closed rooms with men. I don't. Like little small rooms or little spaces where you're trying to get past. Yeah. I don't like doing that because I don't know what that bruh be on, and then I don't want to.
You don't want him in your creases, huh?
Man.
You got to know how to slide past. You got to know how to slide past. You got to cover your crouch and then slide past.
But you got
to
cover your crouch and your...
I mean...
Because it'd be like... You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. How you handle that in the movie theater? You know, you're in a crowded movie theater. You got to get out and get some popcorn.
Man, listen. You know what? I'm getting everything right then and there before I go in. And I got to find a seat. And a lot of people don't like sitting in the front, but I'll sit in the front if I have to.
But check this out. We just went and saw a movie. We went and saw the Minions.
Killed
the whole tub of popcorn. And you know the wife ain't getting up to go get no popcorn. So she's like, you going to get some more popcorn? So I ignored it the first time. You going to get some more popcorn? Okay, I guess I got to get some more popcorn. We sat in the front. It was fully loaded in there. Everybody had the kids. It was $5 Tuesday. Everybody had this. So you know, you got to walk past. So it's like, you got options here. I can either turn my... buttocks in your direction and I'm whisking past your face, or I can turn my crouch in your direction and I'm whisking past your face, but then you might even like how I whisk past your face. So how do you handle this situation? I'm trying to get out of here.
That's crazy, you know what I'm saying? In that case, then you gotta analyze the role you about to sit in. If it's full of people, analyze the type of people. If it's mostly females in that role, then that's the role you want to sit in.
But we already said, now we was the first ones there, and then it like it swarmed around us.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, you don't. You got all kind of.
You want to get an end seat then. If you're the first ones, get an end seat.
Yeah, I always get an end seat anyway.
You know, you can always turn a little bit when they turn. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So yeah, so we're gonna leave it right there, ladies and gentlemen, on the overdrive. Yeah. Don't make your spouse wait a year. I mean, that's
don't make them wait more than 2 weeks. That's not right.
2 weeks is absolute max. Yeah. You know, like
if you don't agree to wait, then something is wrong with the other person. Yeah. It has to be an agreement
for a year. Can it even be an agreement for a year?
No.
I mean, it all depends. I mean,
a year.
If they both agree to wait a year,
for a year,
At that point, no, no.
What in the world are we agreeing not to have sex for a year for?
Right.
I don't know. If you're
when
medically,
I come across my desk
in
counseling, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right, because ain't no way in the world.
You're going to have to break your code of ethics on that one. You're going to have to tell me something. What did they say?
A year?
All right, well, brothers, we're going to leave it right there because I'm about to get angry and the Hulk about to come out here now because just talking about it, I mean, that's just a violation of man code.
A year?
No, we're not doing a year around here.
Oh, not.
We're going to move you to a third world country if you even accept in a year. That's just unacceptable.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, this has been the Band of Brothers, and we're going to leave on a somber note on this one because... Yeah, we're going to go home and say a prayer for y'all brothers that's not manly enough to
marry your
wife. We're
going
to
go home and...
Yeah, that's we're going to go home and do what we need to do. But for y'all brothers that's even willing to accept
salute.
Salute. We're going to pray for y'all.
Yeah.
Go ahead and listen to the podcast. Matter of fact, if you waited more than 4 weeks, play this for your mate and let them know that the Band of Brothers disapprove. We do not agree
definitely
with making them
highly.
Wait. Man or woman, for that matter.
Right.
So with that being said, this has been this has been the Overdrive. And you have definitely overdriven us with this topic, for sure.
Both set of lips,
so,
you know.
Yeah, something.
Two set of lips to kiss.
Help me, Jesus, please. Just do something. Until next time, we are
lips should always kiss.
Are out.
Did y'all agree with that?
Yeah.
That was hot. A year.